Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Professor Eyal Zisser, Vice Rector of Tel Aviv University and the holder of its Yonah and Dina Ettinger Chair in Contemporary History of the Middle East. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you.
And the topic, tensions between the U.S. and Iran have spilled over into the Middle East. President Donald Trump and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani seem to be playing a cat-and-mouse game, alternating between war talk and conciliatory statements. Dr. Zisser, given the circumstances, would you say there is a realistic chance of a direct clash between Washington and Tehran?
It's hard to say because clearly the Iranians are not interested in a major conflict, although there are some radical elements within the regime that are pushing toward further escalation. On the other hand, it's very hard to read what is behind the current policy of the United States. I mean, President Trump from the early beginning was very decisive on this issue that anything that can be done should be done in order to prevent Iran from becoming nuclear and in order to block its interference in the region. At the same time, I think he is not interested in a major war. This is not his agenda. So we might see some incidents and even some limited conflicts or attacks as we saw lately, but not a major war.
President Trump, in defiance of Congress, just signed off on billions of dollars worth of weapon sales to Gulf nations, most notably Saudi Arabia. In a potential war, how much heavy lifting do you envision regional countries doing, and can they take on Iran without massive U.S. support?
Well, to your question, the answer is zero, none. The Saudis are good in buying weapons from the United States. It's good for the economy, but they don't pose any real threat, or they cannot balance the Iranian might and force. Look at how poor they did in Yemen, where the Saudis are involved in a bloody war for almost 5 years. There is very little you can expect from their armies, which are poorly trained. So clearly, it's mainly the United States.
And do you think that that's what accounts for the U.S.'s military buildup in the region, which some have suggested actually may increase the potential for a conflict, as opposed to deterring Iran because the likelihood of some kind of unintended consequence? Do you agree with that?
No. On the contrary, I think that doing nothing will increase the Iranian threat because the Iranians, like any other bully all around the world, when they see that people are afraid of them, they simply encourage them. So the right way is to meet the challenge, and that's what the Americans did. You, the Iranians, started with those threats and with these attacks against American interests or against Saudi installations. Well, the response is the building up of American military presence in the region.
My guest today is Professor Eyal Zisser, Vice Rector of Tel Aviv University and the holder of its Yonah and Dina Ettinger Chair in Contemporary History of the Middle East. Finally, one last question, Dr. Zisser. President Trump repeated his willingness today to renegotiate the 2015 nuclear deal with the Iranians. Do you see the mullahs under any circumstances coming back to the table, especially given that sanctions are really starting to bite?
I doubt it very much. President Trump is right when addressing the Iranian problem by facing Iran and meeting the challenge, but he's wrong when he thinks that, you know, it's all about the economy and that he deals with tough businessmen. This is not the case. The question is not entirely an economic one. It's about ideology, about national interest, and that's why the Iranian will not be ready to go back and negotiate with Trump on something they already signed and agreed upon many years ago.
Professor A.L. Zisser, thank you very much for being with the Media Line.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblazer.